This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. is sending tanks to Ukraine, copying a similar move by Germany, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
It's 31 M1 Abrams battle tanks.
The equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion.
President Biden made the announcement, reversing months of persistent arguments that the tanks were too difficult for Ukrainian troops to operate and maintain.
Delivering these tanks to the field is going to take time. Time that we'll use to make sure the Ukrainians are fully prepared to integrate the Abrams tanks into their defenses.
Germany has agreed to send 14 Leopard 2 A6 tanks from its own stocks to Ukraine. The president says this is about helping Ukraine defend its land. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has dismissed U.S. and German intentions to send tanks to Ukraine as a poorly convinced strategy, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Peskov tells reporters during his daily conference call, "I'm convinced that many specialists understand the absurdity of this idea. Simply because of technological aspects, this is a rather disastrous plan." He adds, "The West was overestimating the impact the Leopard 2 and the M1 Abrams hardware could have on the ground, predicting these tanks will burn down, just like all the other ones," he said. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday thanked U.S. President Joe Biden for his decision to send tanks to his war-torn country. Quote, "It's an important step on the path to victory," Zelensky, who turned 45 on Wednesday, tweeted, thanking Biden for his quote-unquote powerful decision. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Donald Trump is reinstated to Facebook after a two-year ban. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Facebook's parent Meta is reinstating former President Donald Trump's personal account after a two-year suspension following the January 6, 2021 insurrection on Capitol Hill. Trump was suspended the next day. The company said in a blog post that it is adding new guardrails to ensure there are no repeat offenders who violate its policy. Other social media companies also kicked Trump off their platforms. Banned from mainstream social media, Trump has been relying on his own much smaller site, Truth Social, which he launched after being blocked from Twitter. Recently, Trump was reinstated on Twitter after Elon Musk took over the company. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Lebanon's top prosecutor has ordered all suspects detained in the investigation into the deadly 2020 Beirut port blast released and filed charges against the judge leading the probe. The move Wednesday by the chief prosecutor, a suspect himself in the case, is another blow to the investigation, which has stalled for years. The judge said in a statement Wednesday the decision to release the detainees was illegal, and a prosecutor cannot order charges against a judge who has already charged him in an investigation. Two senior UN leaders said Wednesday they were pressing the Taliban to reverse its restrictions on Afghan women, particularly a ban on working in aid delivery, with one official warning that, quote, famine is looming during the harsh winter. Speaking in New York, UN Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohammed said she pushed, quote, pretty hard on women's issues during a visit last week to Afghanistan and said sometimes the reaction wasn't pleasant. Police in the Indian capital detained more than a dozen students on Wednesday ahead of a BBC documentary screening about Prime Minister Narendra Modi that the government has dismissed as propaganda.
This is a complete violation of all kinds of, you know, democratic fundamental rights of every citizen of this country.
The Students Federation of India plans to show the documentary, India, the Modi Question, in every India state, the its general secretary told Reuters on Wednesday. A warning was issued by a university in New Delhi on Tuesday against unapproved student gatherings ahead of SFI's scheduled screening of the documentary on Wednesday evening, NDTV reported. Spain's interior ministry says a machete-wielding man has killed a sexton and injured a priest in attacks at two churches in a southern city. Authorities are investigating it as a possible act of terrorism. The attacker has been arrested and is the custody of Spain's national police. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.